T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be off and rolling with you this Friday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley, and following up on yesterday where the Phils swept the Brew Crew. They go into Atlanta tonight. Hopefully they play better baseball in Atlanta than they did the last time. But the Phillies in first place and looking pretty good right now. Great job by Wheeler. Sixers, they're in even better shape than they were yesterday at this time because Brooklyn lost again. The Sixers obviously are going to be the number one seed. They play New Orleans tonight. Start fine-tuning for the playoffs. Flyers getting near the end of their season. And always a ton to talk about with the Eagles, including what I think is a pretty juicy topic that we have not discussed much. We'll get into it all with you today at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, if you ate natural wasabi, you wouldn't find it spicy. It only becomes spicy when it's crushed.
Huh. Wow.
I didn't know that.
I would not know that either.
Yeah, the spiciness comes from these volatile compounds that only start reacting when it gets smushed up. And then they start evaporating as soon as the cells are crushed and they're released.
Listen, you can come cook at my house, my tiny little apartment any day, John.
Joe got all of that because he's good at science.
Actually, I bet right? Joe hasn't I bet Joe hasn't even had wasabi.
Ooh, I'll bet you hasn't.
What? I've never owned it myself.
I would put money on the fact that you've never eaten wasabi.
Is that what you get when you're out at the hibachi?
Sushi, hibachi.
Sushi.
It's the green.
Sushi. The green paste.
I mean, sushi's a no for me. Hibachi's a yes.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
So you've never had wasabi?
I don't know.
No, you would know.
Well, I've never asked for it, okay? I've never gone into a restaurant and said, this is what I need.
And so, Joe's not the kind of guy who'd be like, hey, what's that green paste
well,
on
let
my...
Let me try that
oh,
new
I'll try
thing.
It. Why
no,
not?
No, steak and potatoes. Keep it simple. All right, John, tremendous job by the Phillies. They sweep the Brewers. Zach Wheeler has been an outstanding addition to Philadelphia sports.
Is he our best?
I don't really even care, honestly. I know people get caught up in that, you know... They have 4.5 months to figure that out.
Okay.
You
know, if I'm posing the question to you,
I would say
is
no.
he our best?
I would say no. I would still give it to Nola based on consistency. Wheeler's really close. Wheeler's got a shot
like
to pass.
I like the fact that Wheeler seems like he gives you a little bit of a chance as a batter,
hitter,
he's, too.
Well,
like,
he's, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I think he's better. I think he's better than Aaron Nola. Now
he might be. But... But it doesn't.
I like both, but
yeah.
I think he gives us a better chance. It's close.
It's very, very close. Whichever way you slice it, it's very close. I mean, that's a, you know, it really matters, obviously, when you get to game one of the playoffs, if you get to game one of the playoffs. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have that 1-2 punch. John, there's only two guys that really got meaningful hits yesterday, Boehm and Hoskins. I mean, that was it. So, thank you and everybody else.
That was some great pitching, though.
It was great pitching.
Amazing to watch. I know that you're the type who probably likes a defensive struggle in football and the pitcher's battle in baseball. I don't. I'd prefer to have explosiveness offensively and lots of runs, but there is something to be said for that kind of game.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're winning close games.
Yes. Yep. So
doesn't that matter?
Does matter. Look, great job. Great job.
Not enough to you. You think that this team's no good?
Well, no, stop it. I don't think they're not. I don't think they're no good. I in the end, I don't think they get it all done. But look, we'll see. Phils Atlanta, big weekend series. Hopefully they played a better ball there down there than they did a couple weeks ago. React to everything that we've seen from the Phils what we saw in this series versus Milwaukee and project forward versus the Braves. 215-592-9494 to enter the conversation again on the Phils. 215-592-9494. Now, John, I also got to get something off my chest here today. We touched on this briefly earlier this week. I am positively amazed that there has not been more chatter, that people have not been more interested in the possibility of the Eagles acquiring disgruntled Packers star, and I emphasize star, superstar, quarterback Aaron Rodgers. It just amazes me, John, that, you know, and you sort of rebuffed me when I brought this up the other day. You don't like the idea that you and many others seem to dismiss the idea of the Eagles strongly considering and or just putting some big-time draft capital on the table to go get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, guys, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. And look, here's the thing. You know, we had this conversation about a month and a half ago as it related to Deshaun Watson before the allegations with him just completely erupted. We had the conversation about Russell Wilson. Looks like his situation is settled in that he'll be with the Seahawks, you know, this upcoming season. Pete Carroll has said as much. Okay. But there's this, like, whole other guy, and he's, like, better than all of them. He's top three in pro football. I mean, the top three in pro football, in whatever order you want to put them, is Brady, Mahomes, and Rodgers. That's it. No one else cracks the top three. You have a chance as an organization, while he's incredibly disgruntled, to go get a top three quarterback in pro football. 37. I wish he were 27. He's not. But he's also not 42. Guys that are 37 can play until they're 42. See Brady, see Breeze, and I guarantee you others coming up in age at, you know, right now, there's going to be more and more guys playing into their 40s. Rodgers has shown no degree of fall off. Now, you got to find out if the guy really wants to continue to play and be willing to commit and say, yeah, I'm looking to play into my 40s.
Oh, wait, you mean the guy who's hosting Jeopardy?
Johnny's.
Does he really want to keep playing? Does it really matter that much to him?
Has he indicated
Joe,
that he doesn't want to play?
Are we a team that's rebuilding? Yes or no? Absolutely yes.
Yes, unless you get Aaron Rodgers and you can shoot.
Aaron Rodgers is 37 years old.
Yep.
To get him, you'd have to trade away all that draft capital that you're so proud that you've accumulated. You'd have to trade all that away. His salary is gigantic. We don't have we are in the worst condition to pay our rookies in the NFL, or maybe second worst. I want to say our adjusted cap value right now sits at like $221,000 after paying these rookies. $221,000. Aaron Rodgers, you recognize. He's the big name commodity that's owed tens of millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, because he's a great player.
And we don't have the money for him, and that's Howie's fault. This is, and Aaron Rodgers needs to want to come here.
Of course.
He needs to be motivated to play here, and he's going to watch us trade away all the assets we have to try to get good to get him here.
John, he'd walk in with a really good offensive line, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah. We're at the beginning of a rebuild. He's unhappy. He would be unhappy without a chance because we traded away all the ability to get better. There is a team that's clearly his preferred destination, and it's not us. We are a four-win team with the worst odds to win the NFC East this year, and we will get worse in trying to accommodate him.
What do you mean no?
We'll have no picks for next year.
They'd be worse?
We'll have no picks for next year. We'll have a great quarterback and nothing else for the future. We're trying to rebuild, and we would trade away everything that we have
to
rebuild.
I agree with you.
Jalen Hurts is the perfect quarterback for Nick Sirianni. First of all, think about Aaron Rodgers and Nick Sirianni. Aaron Rodgers, like, holier-than-thou attitude. Aaron Rodgers believes that he knows more about football than Nick Sirianni does, and I might not argue with him. That's a real problem in itself.
I hear so much that means so little to me. And John, I don't mean that to be rude and demean you. The mindset that you're talking about, you know, that Sirianni's not worthy of Rodgers, the Eagles aren't worthy of Rodgers.
Let me tell you two things, John.
It's not that we're not worthy. We're not ready.
Okay, all right.
We're not ready for that level quarterback.
I'm actually really – it's tremendous you just said that, because I had two specific points written down here, and I want to tell you both, because you just actually touched on one of the two points incredibly that really has me steamed that I want to address. The first is, I am sick and tired of hearing people, and it's not just this Eagles situation this year. It goes to other situations in sports from time to time, saying, we're not ready to win. I hate that. Like, I recognize when the Phillies in 2015 were really bad, there was not one player, there wasn't. That you couldn't just add the best player in baseball and the Phillies would go to the playoffs in 2015 when they had like 24 other guys that stunk, because they weren't close. There are other times in sports where a bad team, by adding one player, okay, a superstar player, can get really good really quick. And I believe that the Eagles would be one of those teams. If you were to replace a bottom three quarterback, and Carson last year was a bottom three quarterback, with a top three quarterback, I believe the Eagles immediately would become well above average, potentially elite, with a chance to compete for really big things. I believe that.
It's just so preposterous.
And I know you don't agree with that, John, but John, we're talking about going from bottom three.
I want to believe that, but Joe, this is your fandom talking. This is not realistic.
John, I saw Montana go to KC. They were good. He made them better. They almost got to the Super Bowl.
They were good.
I saw
Joe, this is a four-win team.
John, I saw
Peyton. Take a look at the odds to win the NFC East next year.
Yep.
We are in last place.
I understand
that. We have the worst odds. We have the worst team. We just proved that. In a really bad division.
Look, man, I saw Peyton Manning go to Denver. He immediately elevated them enormously. They had 13 wins, playoffs, eventually a Super Bowl, as he was tailing off.
An all-time defense.
They got
at the ready.
An all-time player.
When he arrived.
An all-time player.
When he arrived in Denver.
Okay, then there's Tom Brady. He goes to a 7-9 Bucs team. 7-9. They win
one of the most talented young teams in the NFL.
7-9.
And a coach in Bruce Arians, who knows his stuff, widely respected, knew exactly how to navigate that tricky situation. Nick Sirianni, does he know exactly how to navigate this tricky situation with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not going to trade for Rodgers because I'm afraid Nick Sirianni can't properly coach him. That's ridiculous.
I'm positive Aaron Rodgers. Well, okay.
So, all right, let me just say this. And, again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Look, if you really don't want Aaron Rodgers on the Eagles, I'm all ears. You can explain to me why.
I really don't want Aaron Rodgers on the Eagles.
If you do want the birds to get him, talk to me. Either way, 215-592-9494. So two things that really kind of peeve me as a fan these days. One is the phrase, we're not ready to win, whatever the heck that means. The other that really drives me nuts, and I actually have never really gotten into this on the show, but I think it's an important thing to address. The mindset that I believe has become pretty pervasive in Philadelphia sports, and to a certain extent around the country, that people got brainwashed by the process. Let me make this public service announcement. Not everything in sports needs to be a process. I loved the Sixers process. I was fully supportive of it, and I think we are seeing the fruits of the labor of the tanking. The Sixers obviously are one of the four or five best teams in basketball. They do have a shot to win the title. In the end, I think they'll fall short this year, but they're going to be really good for a long time, and it's incredibly exciting. But not every situation in sports, not every team, not every league requires a process. When the Boston Celtics stunk around 2007, and they were one of the worst teams in basketball, they had Paul Pierce and no one else, and they were a long rebuild, keep doing the draft pick thing. And then they had a chance to get Ray Allen. And you know what they did? They got Ray Allen. And then you know what they did? They got Kevin Garnett. And about 8 months later, they won the NBA championship. The Tampa Bay Bucks, did they have a process to win the Super Bowl last year? No. They had some nice young players. They were 7-9. They had a chance to get Tom Brady. They won the Super Bowl. When the 76ers stunk in the early 70s,
wow,
and they stunk.
That's not an oversimplification.
Dude,
I don't know what it is.
And Dr. J became available coming out of the ABA. And here it is. Here's Doc. He's available from the Nets. The Sixers give $3 million to the New Jersey Nets. They get Dr. J, and 6-7 months later, they're in the NBA Finals. Guys, not everything needs to be a process. I completely object to the mindset that I think is out there. And I say this based on the limited phone calls we got the other day, where almost everyone told me I was nuts on my interest for Rodgers. And yes, I'd be willing to give up two first-round picks. And yes, if you told me he was going to really come here and want to play for five more years.
I think two first-round picks would be a bargain.
I'd give all three. I'd give all three first-round picks next year if I believed Rodgers was committed to be here for the next 4 or 5 years. I really would. You get a top three quarterback. You get an all-time quarterback. And people are going to tell me.
He's 37.
And you're going to tell me no for Jalen Hurts?
He's 37.
I look forward to everyone's
phone calls. Our owner's talking about how this is a rebuild.
Except
even
if you
Howie
have
a, won't acknowledge
John,
that.
Except if you have a chance to go get an all-timer. Why would you do a rebuild?
Because you got one guy. The game is played by 53.
You have one of the three best players in football.
And
at the most important position.
Very little else. And now
I don't
you've
agree
got
with that.
Nothing to create with, to build on this team
agree.
With. In the next couple years.
I agree with that. Yes, you do strip, obviously, draft capital. So, yeah, to be clear.
And you're broke.
You know.
So you can't get them in the draft. You can't get them through free agency.
Look, man, I believe the Eagles would have a strong offensive line with a top three quarterback, a pretty damn good running back. I want to see more from Miles Sanders, but pretty good. Young guy who's pretty good. I assume Ertz would be gone. You'd have Goddard. You'd have the two young receivers. John, I don't know what the defense is. I mean, candidly, I'm not sure. But I'm not going to assume the defense just stinks. I don't know that they're going to stink. They might be average. They might be a little above average. D-line's pretty solid. The linebackers, we'll see. You know, they got Slay. They signed the safety. Like, if Aaron Rodgers just dropped into Philadelphia and you give up the three first-round picks, I'm not going to assume the Eagles couldn't win. And also, there's the year one. Then there's the year two, three, and four. I mean, it's not like the Broncos won the Super Bowl year one. They won 13 games. They won the Super Bowl year four. The process thing bothers me. The we're not ready to win thing bothers me. Let's go to the calls and see where everyone stands.
We're not ready to win. We're being told that. That's the messaging from the team.
Because Aaron Rodgers isn't here. What if you had a chance to get him? 215-592-9494. That's crazy to me. Let's go to the phones. I'm all ears. Talk to me. Let's kick it off with Chuck in Mount Airy right now. What's going on, Chuck?
What's going on, guys? How you feeling, Richie and Joe? Listen, Joe, you're out of your mind. You are sick, man. You're
Why?
A sick individual.
Why?
Because what I'm saying is this. This dude is a disgruntled. He's a great player, yes, but he's even a greater jerk. He already ran Mike McCarthy out of town. He couldn't get along with him. He won out right now. He said he won't come back until GM is back in town. We already just had a situation with Wentz here. Now you want to bring this guy on board. We're just starting to rebuild this team. Why can't you be patient enough to wait to see what Jalen Hurts can become with these young guys?
Because Aaron Rodgers is like, I don't know, 150 times better than Hurts?
He's 37 years old. Everybody's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady lives, dies, and sleeps football. So you can't keep comparing him to Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady's mentality.
Brady's historically better. There's no question, Chuck. I agree with you. But you got to admit, man, Rodgers is still top three in football. And all-timer. When you put together the all-time list, he's in that top 10 or 15 all-time in quarterbacks. I mean, he really is.
But he's not going to want to play here, Joe. He's not going to play here.
Well, here's what I
that we built up to get him to come here, especially if you don't want to be here.
Well, Chuck, here's what I think we know. I think we know he doesn't want to be in Green Bay. Now, I don't know how he would stack the Eagles up compared to the other teams. I would say this. I believe, John, the Eagles would, and I haven't thought through every team, but just using common sense, I would think the Eagles would be one of the five most likely teams to be able to get Rodgers. If Rodgers really wants out of Green Bay and Green Bay commits to trading him, I would think the Eagles would be one of the five most likely teams to get him for two main reasons. One, the Eagles don't have either a star quarterback or a young quarterback that for sure they want to stick with. That's big.
No, that's not big. Every team in the NFL except for who? The Chiefs. Really? I mean, except for the Chiefs, maybe Buffalo want – Aaron Rodgers would be an upgrade for every team in the NFL, except for a very small number of them.
But they wouldn't do it. Like, Jacksonville's got their guy now. The Jets just got their guy. Like, I don't think Seattle's moving off Russell Wilson for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think. I'm not certain
with
of
all
that.
The Discord?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. Really, the number of teams who would be out on Aaron Rodgers is extremely small.
I don't know. John, I don't know about that. I mean, the reality is that there are – I mean, you're right, Josh Allen. Like, Kyler Murray, if you have Kyler Murray and he's – I don't know what he is, probably 24. Like, obviously, Rodgers would be an upgrade for them. But people think Kyler Murray's going to be pretty darn good. Like, would – if you think he's going to be good for a while, would you trade him if he's 24 for someone 37? Maybe not. Probably not. I think the Eagles, the other thing about the Eagles to me that's very appealing is the first round draft picks. I mean, the Green Bay Packers, in order to make such a deal, would want a haul back. The Eagles are the team with, from a draft capital standpoint, especially in the short term, the biggest haul to give. That's not insignificant. Let's talk to Wade right now. Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well, Wade.
Let me tell you, I love you to death, man, but, man, when you brought this crap up the other day, I purposely didn't call because I didn't want to carry it on. But logically speaking, let me ask you this question. Aaron Rodgers was given the ball three times in the playoffs last year where Tom Brady wouldn't have even gotten that next Super Bowl. He got 3 points out of them turnovers. What the hell do you think he's going to do for us if he can't do it for Green Bay?
Well, hold on a second. Wait, he obviously did not play as well in the conference title game as he had up until that point. I agree with you. He came up small in that game. I agree with you. But, I mean, let's not act like he's not a remarkable player, Wade.
Joe, let me tell you something about remarkable. Remarkable equates to winning. If you're not winning and you're just putting up numbers, that is not remarkable. That is like just compiling numbers.
Well, wait, when the guy's healthy, the Packers make the playoffs almost every year.
But what the hell do they do, Joe? They lose.
Well, he's been to what, four conference title games, I think? He has won a Super Bowl. I mean, wait, you're acting like he's a chump.
Joe, what I'm saying to you is this here is for the money, for three first-round picks, I have to be Aaron Rodgers away from being ready to win. We need other things. It is very clear we need other things. We're not Aaron Rodgers away from winning. So, therefore, I don't need a choking Aaron Rodgers. I watch Aaron Rodgers throw a football game. I watched him do this, okay? And we all did. You just didn't know what you was looking at. When he fumbled the ball against San Francisco, how are you pulling out when you fumbled the ball like you got the damn ball? And you would have been the first to know you didn't have the ball.
I am. And listen, Wade, I love you, man. I am shocked at, I mean, second call is Rodgers isn't that good.
No, right. His point is we're not ready for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, his point also is that he is downgrading Rodgers there. I mean, he's telling me that Aaron Rodgers threw a game. I know that doesn't mean throw it like the White Sox threw it, but, you know, Black Sox threw it. But, you know, he's basically saying Rodgers isn't that good. I mean, guys, I get it. Brady's better. I get it. But.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is that good.
Rodgers
and
is
Aaron
amazing.
Rodgers will be that good for a couple more years.
Yeah.
And a couple more years. Those years where we are not good. We will not be good for a couple years. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a trough in the Eagles' development.
I see it quite different.
So, how does that time up? You've got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, maybe the best. And the rest of the team just was the worst team in the worst division of all time.
Well, the Eagles would win the division.
And any chance to improve that team, you just traded away to get that quarterback who is great and finicky.
I'm shocked. I am. Look, I'm all ears. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. I don't get the line of thinking, but if I'm on an island, I'm on an island. So be it. Gilligan was on an island for a few years, and he became a TV star, so who the heck knows? Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. Well, he was also with, you know, six others. I really don't get the logic, but I'm all ears for what people think. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.